Blog Talk Radio.
And they're going to play some music until we get started.
Okay.
the girls that don't need no makeup when they wake up. For the ones who rockin' lace fronts, you know, I ain't gon' say nothing. Hashtag me your single. You fresh off the breakup. For the introverts, no, we don't gotta say much. If you feel free, then you should lift your hand. Real love, less friends. So many things in this world I don't understand. I won't judge who you love or your brown skin.
People get liberated. Get up on your feet if you got the feeling. Have to aim to please or be a certain way. Don't aspire to be what you see in the magazines. There's only one you and one me. If you feel free, then you should lift your hand. Wanna shake it, baby, like I know you can. So many things in this world I don't understand. I won't judge who you love or your brown skin. People get liberated.
Cops used to come around, you know, in my neighborhood.
All right, you kids, stop having so much fun. Move along.
Oh, they'd arrest me, you know, especially at night. They have a curfew, right? Niggas have to be home by 11, Negroes 12. And you'd be trying to get home, you know, doing your coup runs. And they always would catch you out in front of a store or something. Because you'd be taking shortcuts, right? Cops. Put your hands up, black boy.
I don't wanna hurt nobody. We just came here to party. See a few dames, exchange some names. I'm a top shot, the kid, stay in your lane. The cop shot the kid, same old thing. Pour out a little liquor, champagne for pain. Slap boxing in the street. Crack the hydrant in the heat. Cop cars on the creek, doing they roundups. We just watch for the sweet. Yeah, it's hotter than July. It's the summer when niggas die. It's the summer when niggas ride. Together we'll be strong, but forever we divide. So y'all are blowing my high. Type of shit that's killing my vibe. White kids are brought in alive. Black kids get hit with like five. Get scared, you panic, you going down. The disadvantages of the brown. How in the hell the parents gonna bury their own kids, not the other way around? Reminds me of Emmett Till. Let's remind her why Cap kneels.
Stay tuned up and down. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things. The sun dead pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body. This hood politics acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbages. Seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us. Police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I duck, could it be my time is up? With my luck I got up, the cops shot again. Bus stop glass burst, a fiend drops his Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rat to the death of it. To everybody, come on, little niggas is grown. Hood rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Shit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you're ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about. Nigga, the time is now.
That's not block talk, I don't know.
All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic. That's all I need, niggas. All I need is one mic, one mic.
To the left is a sink.
All
and,
I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks at 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never get shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent. Nothing is fair, niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way, they bust, we bust, they rush, we rust. Let's fly and feel it, I feel it in my gut. That we take these bitches to war, lie them down. Cause we stronger now, my nigga, the time is now. All I need is one mic, one mic, one mic.
You can go.
Ready?
Yep.
All I need is one mic, one mic.
Hey, 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 you guys. Yes. We made it back in here another Sunday. And you guys, I am so excited. First of all, pardon my tardiness. I am so sorry. I do not take you guys for granted. I hope you guys are tuned in, tapped in, and turned on, baby, because this is going to be an amazing, amazing show. We, I don't even know where to start, but we have an amazing guest with us today here on 2020 Vision. We have Sophia Stewart, the owner and the creator of the Matrix and Terminator movie franchise. She's in the building, y'all. Give it up for Miss Sophia Stewart.
Hey, how you guys doing? Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes, yes, and yes, all is well. You know, also, you guys give it up for 2020 Vision. We are back. We are back. One of the last episodes of the year, but, you know, we're definitely going to be back at the top of January. But y'all give it up for 2020 Vision. Yes. Okay. Before I get started, I'm not going to take up too much of the time because we want to get as much time in with Miss Sophia as we possibly can. She's a whole host of information, knowledge, spirituality. Oh my God, we're gonna have a high time in the spirit. I'm gonna tell y'all that we're gonna have a high time in the spirit. So, but before I get started, I would like to give my shout out. First of all, I want to shout out Danielle that just kind of came in and beat this face on a whim. I mean, she came in, she was on time. I wasn't on time, y'all. I ain't gonna even hold y'all, but she did this thing. Thank you. Shout out to you, baby girl. Also, shout out to Jory for coming in and saving the hair for me. Man, we drove in from Vegas this weekend, and we're here in Hollywood, LA, baby, trying to get it going. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's been helping and getting this thing together. Shout out to Drip the Mic Network for being on board. Shout out to UB & Go Studios. Man, we are ready to get this thing popping. We are gonna show a couple of TikTok videos. We gotta do that. And thank you guys for sending them in to me. But we just have a couple of this time because, like I said, we really want to dig into this story with Miss Sophia. So, what do we have first, Tony?
Have I took my meds this morning? Yes, sir. I took my 10 milligrams of Don't Choke a Ho and 5 milligrams of You Don't Need to Kick a Bitch this morning. Sure did.
Well.
Sometimes I think we all have that that day where we don't. What do you feel about that, Miss Sophia? What do you feel, dude?
Well, you're going to have to call me Sophia because I'm married and the Miss is for a single woman.
Okay.
So just Sophia would be great.
All right.
I think that was hilarious.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was cracking up laughing.
Sometimes you feel like you got to kick somebody, you know?
It was funny. It was really funny. I'm waiting to see the next one.
So who do we have to thank for that one, Tony?
Shanice515.
Thank you so much for sending that in. Keep posting, and we're going to keep perusing TikTok and also Instagram. They do the reels as well. So I see you guys. You guys send me TikTok videos and reels. Thank you so much for that. We're going to keep perusing these videos and putting them here on 2020 Vision. Okay, what do we have next, Tony?
Unfortunately, when most of y'all met me, I was a people pleaser who lacked boundaries. Allow me to reintroduce myself. I burn bridges as you do.
Wow. You didn't quite get that one.
I mean, we've all been there. I feel like, you know, especially being in any level of the entertainment industry, you try not to burn bridges. You know, that's the golden rule. Don't burn a bridge. But sometimes when you're standing up for self and you're standing up for truth, if it has to burn some damn bridges down, then let's do it. So I
agree totally. Let's burn some bridges down if it's going to stand for truth.
Come on.
Get into truth.
I figured that one would be near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who do we have to thank for that one, Tony?
Kiss_my_abs.
Kiss my abs? Kiss.
That's cute.
I know.
He's doing cute.
Thank you, Kiss My Abs. Thank you. Keep posting it. We'll keep sending them. What do you have? What do you have next, Tony?
I don't live my life to make people happy or to make them like me. I live my truth. I know I'm a good person. I have a good heart. I have love in my heart. I'm for all people. So if you don't see that, then you don't love me anyway. So I don't waste time trying to get you over here on my side. That's just who you are. And don't project yourself onto me.
Oh, wow. And while you at it, don't project your stuff onto me.
I like it.
You like it?
What you said. Right on point.
I concur. And
yeah,
while you at
a lot of people do project themselves all the time on others. It's horrible.
And for what? You know? Live and let live.
Get out of it.
Okay? Free will is what we was given. I think people forget about that. You know? But who do we have? Is it?
Leanne Abdallah.
Leanne Abdallah. So you posted... reposted Taraji P's TikTok, or maybe that was just a video, an interview snippet or something like that. Good looking. Thank you so much for that. Do we have one more?
One more.
Okay.
I'm trying to tell y'all, don't worry about what people say about you. They're going to try to belittle you. They're going to try to sellalize your name. They're going to try to sabotage you. They're going to just try to do anything they're trying to do to destroy you.
Well, I understood what she said, even though she was speaking another language, which, you know, was in English. But it was, the tone is, I guess, what counts, because you understand the undertone.
You're
right on point.
Yes. And I've seen that video done a few different ways, a few different takes on it, but it was just nice to have Will Smith's take on it. He's so silly. It was. But it, first he was
silly.
Like, yeah, okay, I, huh?
Come again.
But we all got that family member where they mean well, even though they use words out of context. We get it.
Yes.
That'll light you.
Yeah, what they say, same stroke, different folks, same stroke.
Come on.
You know.
Nothing new under the sun.
Yep.
Well, you guys, you know, without further ado, we're going to get this show on the road. Oh, my God. It is absolutely my honor and pleasure to have Sophia with us today. You know, we so affectionately call her the Oracle. And I love anything that's truth, you know, justice. Oh, my God. I love justice. I think justice sometimes get confused and misconstrued. But, you know, sometimes justice doesn't look like what happens in the courtroom, you know, but then sometimes it does. But I love freedom fighters, warriors. I love when we stand for ourselves. I love when we exemplify our creativity. And I'm so lost for words, because this is something this has been a long time coming. This has been an interview that I've wanted to do probably since I've heard of you, Sophia. Like, and that wasn't just yesterday. This was, you know, at first it started out, you know, excuse the expression, as an urban legend, if you will. But thing become is 6 degrees of separation until it's not. And I just came to Vegas in August, and I think maybe the second week when I was in Vegas, I met King James, and he said to me, "I know Sophia Stewart. She's my bestie." And I,
wow.
Oh my God, you what? You know, and my heart just flourished and opened up. And then, you know, another friend of mine's Paris, so shout out to Paris. And she was like, "We have to get her on your show. It's a match made in heaven." I want to read a little bit about you to the people, and then I just really want to dive into your story, and I want you to tell it your way. But in the early 80s, Sophia Stewart wrote and copyrighted original epic science fiction book and script called The Third Eye Matrix. The body of work was later adapted to the screen as the Matrix and Terminator movies series and trilogy. These movies went on to win 4 Oscars, many awards, and billions of dollars. But the true author and creator was hidden from the masses until ABC broke the story on October the 17th, 2003. In her second case in the Utah federal courts, Stewart won $3.5 billion in liens and almost $500,000 in attorney fees against the California defendants and her former lawyers on September 25th, 2014. And it states the case, so this is public record. Again, I'm going to say that again. This is public record. These rulings by federal judges Evelyn J. Fuse, D. Benson, and the validations of the FBI and DOJ established Stewart as the creator, owner of the Matrix and Terminator movie franchises. You guys, y'all give it up for the child prodigy, the prodigy, the shaman, the spiritual guru, the oracle is what we call her. Y'all give it up again for Miss, I'm sorry, not the Miss, we're just going to say Sophia Stewart.
Stewart. Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little correction on the judge's name. She's German. It's a German name.
Okay.
Well, I would like to say this. It's pronounced first. Like, who's on first?
First.
You know, third.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's first. Even though it looks just like the way it's spelled, but, you know, it's a German.
First.
So, yeah, Evelyn J. First and D. Benson.
Okay. And they were the...
Magistrate.
Uh-huh.
Yes, she was the magistrate judge and he was the federal judge on the case. And both of them concur that everything I said in my amended complaint was factual, was the truth.
Okay. Okay. You know, one thing about 2020 vision here, when we bring our guest on, you know, everyone has gotten famous for something that comes on here. But what I love to do is tell the story or hear the story be told from the beginning, you know. And I know where you're from, so excuse the redundancy. But I would just like to start with, where were you born?
I'm from New York City.
Yes.
Everybody, I think, knows that. The same place that Jay and J-Lo and Diddy and Elle, all of the, you know, and Oz, you know, we're all from New York City, the late DMX. So New York, everyone. But everything did not begin in New York. This story of The Matrix and Terminator began in Los Angeles, California, while I was at USC. I'm a USC Trojan. I have a degree in journalism, a double major in law and psychology. So I was looking for George Lucas, which I saw on the credit, screen credits, that he was over at 20th Century Fox Studio. At that time, I was working for the studios, Columbia Pictures, out of Vice President Dick Barris's office, and the producer, Brandon Cahill, Fantasy Island. I also was a West Coast correspondent out of New York for a Los Angeles National, I mean, excuse me, a New York City National magazine. And so I had written a copyrighted script in a copyrighted book called The Third Eye Matrix and Terminator. The Matrix because it's the womb of the woman. The third eye because on Earth we have two eyes, but the all-seeing, all-knowing eye, the third eye is the eye of God. And, of course, Terminator End Time Revelations, because in Revelations it had the prophecy that the Christ consciousness would come back upon the earth again. And what would be happening when he came back is what the Matrix and Terminator story is really about. What I wrote was the second coming of the Christ, the evolutions of consciousness, man versus the machines. Totally original work, never ever been seen on any screen. Copyrighted the work, looked for Lucas. Was looking for George Lucas, the director who did Star Wars, The War is in Heaven. And Lucas's story, the science fiction, was talking about how Darth Vader, the devil, or Satan, failed from the light side to the dark side. And my story was just the opposite of his. I'm talking about the Christ consciousness coming back, where Terminator is the prequel of The Matrix, the beginning of the epic story. With machines in the future battling in the future, killing the rebels, because what I wrote like was like man versus the machines, like God's children versus the machines that man would create upon the earth.
Right.
So this is how my whole story got formulated, copyrighted. I'm an attorney. I already knew about RICO law, which is criminal law. I knew about trademark law, copyright laws, entertainment law, as well versed in these tax laws, as well civil and federal procedure. So I was already well versed in these laws. I had studied from the Brooklyn and Manhattan attorneys, some of the most brilliant minds with brilliant cases, famously known. So I was ready for this.
A time such as this. But I'm trying to imagine you as a little girl, because I personally can't imagine that you were having dreams and imaginations of like, you know, imagination of like your Terminator and your your machinery and your guns. And so just you as a young child, what, you know, talk about your environment, you know, how you grew up and, you know, the things that made your imagination run wild.
Well, it was not my imagination. I'm a prodigy. I didn't do high school. I took the New York Regents, bypassed high school, and went into college. It's like the little girl that's 12 years old She gets her college degree and she go work for NASA.
Yeah.
She's going to work for NASA because she's what you call a polymath. She's well versed in mathematics, quantum physics, calculus, ancient sacred geometry.
Say that again. What's that called?
Quantum physics. That's what you see in the Matrix.
Quantum physics. Okay.
Calculus.
Yes.
Which is calculating.
And you said it was called What did you say it was called?
Polymath. Polymath means somebody well versed in many math, mathematics.
Okay. Polymath.
Yeah.
You guys hear that?
M-A-T-H, yeah.
Yes.
Polymath.
All right.
Mathematics.
Okay.
So anyway, as well versed in math. And so math is the universal language, not spells or spelling or words and stuff like, you know, because spells, you know, you would get yourself a whipping if you didn't know your spells, the spelling curses, the curses. They sort of go towards witchcraft, but we create with math here.
Right.
Everything you see, whether it's a table, a car, a house, a bridge, it's all created by math. If you don't know math, you won't be able to create here at all.
Wow. Wow. Now you
said a lot of people never think about that.
Never that way. Not at all. Expound on that for me, just a little bit. I know it's kind
well,
of
an architect creates a blueprint, and what he does is these little worker ants and little worker bees take the blueprint, and they go build the bridge. But his math has to be phenomenal because there's cables, and the cables are going to swing a certain way when the wind blows or the water, you know, or a storm. Or the weight of the bridge that has to carry so many cars across. So you really have to be really, really great at math and calculations so you won't be bringing harm to others.
Mm-hmm.
And even building cars and stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When they go on the assembly line, but the engineer is the one that creates the car on blueprints with mathematics. Then when it goes to the assembly, it's the little worker ants and the little worker bees that are putting it all together from the blueprint. Same thing that you do when somebody invents a table and you put it together at your house. The blueprint is already inside the box where the creator has already created. And all you get to do is the manual label by putting it together.
So if I understand you correctly, you understood these things at 12?
Oh, I understood these things younger than 12.
Wow.
I mean, I was writing and reading prolifically at 3 years old. I was mentioned by the Illuminati when I was 7, 8, and 9 years old.
Wow.
So if you go into the Third Eye Matrix book, I'm talking about the Illuminati in 1981.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to read the book to even know this.
Wow. Wow. So 7 and 8, you're... Your name was already being mentioned in high places, so to speak. Now,
I was already in the media from 1979 onwards.
Wow, wow.
To present, I've never been out of the media.
Wow.
79, they interviewed me on the movie Roots.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking questions about Roots, because if you notice, it was sex trafficking, which that's what's going on. There was no such thing as slavery.
Okay.
And if you go to Roots, they want him to call himself Toby instead
right.
of his name, Susi Kente.
Yes.
Well, that's what kidnappers do. They want to change your name, change
okay.
everything.
Okay.
Because if he uses his name, Susi Kente, his family's going to find him.
Right.
But if he used Toby is some...
Right.
on a plantation
mm-hmm.
and, you know, then people will come and get him because, you know, that would be his identity.
Right, right.
So that's what's going on now, sex trafficking. Same thing. There was never any slavery, ever. That was all a lie perpetrated in history by the perpetrators who have something to gain by sex trafficking instead of going to jail for it.
So the 3-year-old, 7, 8-year-old, 12-year-old Sophia, did you have a mentor or someone that you looked up to, admired, and received knowledge from, or was this all downloads?
No. I never got downloads. That's all fictional. Mm-hmm. People say a lot of stuff that they hear on movies and stuff, and it sounds all good, but a lot of it is just fantasy land. When you come here, you are who you are. Whether you're a prodigy, whether you inept or whatever, you come here the way you're going to, you know, to do and be or create.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say I'm a co-creator.
Yeah.
Well-versed in mathematics.
Yeah.
And I recognized who I was. I recognized what I was going to do. And I set out to do it. So Matrix is quantum physics. If you look at Trinity up in the air, and you look at Neo dodging bullets, that's all mathematics, just quantum physics. Or you see how they travel in straight lines or go in circles or curves. That's geometry.
Yes.
Or when they jump across the building, it's calculations. That's calculus.
Yes.
You see? So it's all math. What the Matrix and the Terminator is teaching you math.
Yes.
Yeah, teaching a lot of people math. Because people don't realize that everything, your birthday, your social security card, your address, your license plate, you know, the time you were born, the time you are out here, the clock, the watch, all of this is math. And my first teacher was when I was in grade school. I started writing prolifically in the seventh grade, 11 years old. My first teacher was a college professor because my other teacher, the regular teacher, she got sick. And here come the college professor who told us all he knew was to teach us how to write.
Right.
He said he didn't know nothing about English, but he was going to definitely teach us how to write. So I've been writing professionally since I was 11 years old. Just like Venus and Serena playing tennis, Michael Jordan playing, you know, basketball.
So your mentors would then be your teachers.
Oh, yeah. Mine had, like, Max Siegel, former journalist with the New York Times. Emil Kapulia, author, essay, critic. Big Apple playwright, Paul Cherry. Leon Roth, R-O-T-H, over at USC. His son is the screenwriter, Eric Roth. That won an Oscar for Airport 79. He did some movies you guys know, Forrest Gump, Benjamin Button. So God provided me with all of these mentors early on.
Yes, yes.
Very famous, very prolific mentors. Because you got to see, God had me prepared in every arena. Max Siegel, he was a journalist, you see, so I was proficient in writing news, or you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Big Apple playwright Paul Cherry, he's a playwright, you know, for the Broadway, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And there's the producer, Leon Roth, over at USC, and Emil Kapulia, he's an author, you know, creator of books and essays, you know. So God got all these people who are prolific, so I would know and the best. My work won 4 Oscars.
So you have
you can't get science fiction. Yeah, can't get no better than
no
that.
No bigger than that. And so so no one else in your family shared these. I'm going to call them gifts. I understand.
Well, they had their own gift. My family come from military law enforcement.
Okay. Okay.
So all of them were either military or they were law enforcement or they were both military and law enforcement. You know, they would change one from the other careers.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the only one.
Yeah.
That was the exceptional to the rule. Everybody else was definitely military or correction, you know, law enforcement. Some of them were correction officers, some of them policemen, marshals, FBI agents, and so forth. So it comes from a really, really good family.
Right.
Very good family.
Right. But you were the standout.
Oh, yeah. I was different because they asked me, why did I not choose to go that route? I told them because I was just not a person to take orders.
All right.
Maybe give orders, but not take orders.
I can agree with that. I concur.
Yeah. So, So I said it's best that I don't even get involved where I'm going to, you know, not make a super career. And, you know, I'm one of these type of people that believe in doing the best that you can do, being the greatest, like Ali, who inspired me greatly.
So, and that's a great inspiration. And so being a poly, math, mathematician, but you came to, you went to college for film. Is that correct?
Yeah, I studied film at USC, the best, one of the best film schools, City University of New York. Those were my schools, CUNY, CUNY. And CUNY is in the World Book of Guinness. They graduate 200,000 or 300,000 students a year. I got a letter from, at that time, Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
You know, gave our class
yeah.
a graduation letter, which was phenomenal.
Yes.
So I would say God gave me a lot of perks.
I would say.
Super perks. Yeah.
Super duper perks, to say
oh,
the
yeah.
least. So,
well, I was doing the delivering the message of God, Matrix
come
and
on.
Terminator.
You know,
that's the message
that's,
of God.
That's
Matrix.
A blessing.
Oh yeah, Matrix is a 7,000 year old word for Latin word for the woman's womb.
Come on,
her stargate, her pool is to bring babies into this physical domain called the Earth.
I can't wait to get into it. That's about to be my favorite part of this show. Just so you know.
And of course, Terminator End Time Revelation. That Revelation comes just talking about the end. That's why Terminator means the end. Terminating. You're terminating
termination.
Something.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, termination.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so, okay, so you're in college now and you're in film school pretty much. So we talked about polymathematician, quantum physics, the prodigy that you were. Where did the creative side, or when did the creative side kick in and said, hey, I want to make movies?
I never said I wanted to make movies.
Okay.
As a baby, my mom took us to the movies.
Okay.
So I grew up on movies. So
yes.
If you're a baby and then you're a toddler, teenager, and then you just go into, that's the life I grew up with. I grew
right.
up seeing movies and reading comic books.
Right.
This man, he was an older man. He recognized my gifts. And he used to give me comic books all the time to read.
Okay.
So I grew up that way, period. Yeah, with comic books and movies. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
So if I understand
movies
you.
Movies and comic books.
So if I understand you correctly, you chose film, or it kind of chose you because of the love of the art,
the comic books and the movies chose me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My battery's low. I'm going to have to.
Mine too. I'm over here.
Hey,
look, that's why the screen is on you, because my battery's low over here too.
Well, let me see. Mine's just.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's just too. It's in the red.
Okay.
So we're going to have to switch out. Hold on.
Okay.
Put it on, but I can still talk.
Okay, and I'm gonna, you know what, I have just a little homage video of you, and just, you know, some of the other interviews and some of the things you've done, and something that kind of celebrates you. If you could hear me, if you could still hear
oh,
me.
Wow,
are you? You can still hear me. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. So the people can. Well, I want her to be able to see it too, because I could just. Do that, but I want her to be able to see it too. Girl, just a little bit of, you know, just a little bit of, this is not called technical difficulties. This is called having to charge your phone. And the reason why they charge us so much for chargers, because they know this is going to be an issue. And this is what that is. You know, I have the fortunate option of you switching cameras. So they can't see me do my technical stuff. So, but, you know, you guys on Facebook land, y'all chat it up, because we're going to read your chats here in a little bit. On YouTube land, chat it up, because we're going to read your chats in a little bit. And callers, that number is 646-378-0355. Remember, press 1 when you get online, because you're able to listen to the show. But press 1, and that way we'll know that when it's time to bring in the callers, you want to ask a question, say something beautiful, give Sophia her flowers. You want to be able to say something beautiful to them, to her. And so just make sure that you have your questions ready, or your beautiful comments, only beautiful comments. Don't call here playing with me, y'all. You know, don't call here playing. But, you know, definitely your beautiful comments is what we're looking forward to. 646-378-0355. Press 1 to be heard. All of you guys on Instagram, you know, BTS, behind the scenes, y'all like to watch live behind the scenes. Y'all nosy. Y'all want to see what's going on in the studio. Shout out to y'all, too. But my Facebook and my YouTube and my Twitter chatters, you know, chat it up so that we can respond. Sophia can respond to some of your questions. And, you know, if you got some questions or some comments for me as well, I'll respond to them as well. So we'll be taking your calls and your chats here in a few moments. Sophia, you ready? So, you guys, we're going to get this thing together over here. What we can do is show, yeah, let's go ahead and show the video, even if we have to rerun it when she can get back in. We're going to show you guys just a little something of what Sophia has been doing with her time. We have so much more to come. We have her books, we have her website, we have things that she's been doing, and she's going to answer a lot of questions that's been out there that has probably already been answered and y'all ain't been paying attention, but she's going to answer them again for y'all. But don't take up too much of her time with redundancy. You know, intelligent people, you know, they only got so much time. So, okay, let's show that homage video of Sophia.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Full-blooded Cherokee, she was a shaman. So the Oracle is actually created for me. I created those characters and based on myself as a visionary seer. So I have a gift.
You're supposed to be spreading the message of truth, which you're doing right now, and you're supposed to be conscious.
Yeah.
That's what Wu-Tang stands for, consciousness. That's why y'all have great fans around the world because of y'all great consciousness.
Yes. Greatest chat room.
And you know what, RZA and Nas were supposed to be calling in to say hello to me.
Beautiful.
They wanted to speak to me. So I'm waiting, Nas, and I'm waiting, RZA. So give me a call. You guys are living in the Matrix.
Hey.
You are living the prophecy that I prophesied while I was at USC, a degree in journalism, a double major in law and psychology. I prophesized the Matrix in the 80s. The Terminator did not come out to October the 26th, 1984. The Matrix did not come out until the national release March the 31st, 1999. I was already in the news. You guys are living. The FBI directed to kill somebody. They put him in prison. And he went on the lam for a number of years. And then what did they do? They kept him in Santa Monica and put him in prison. And somebody killed him for snitching.
Where do we go from here?
Warriors. And I want to tell you, my sister, there's Warrior Sophia.
Oh, thank you.
I want to tell you something. You've been in a fight. You know how to fight. I'm just so happy to have you on with Warriors.
Yes, yes, and yes. Did she come back? All right. Sophia?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, this is so crazy, but all of my equipment stopped working. It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced in my life.
Oh, my God. You know,
I've never seen anything like that ever.
Well, you know,
all of it just took working, you know?
Yeah, you know, I said we were going to have a high-spirited time, definitely. And, you know, when there's a lot of power, a lot of energy in the room, you know, all kinds of things tend to happen.
That is, it's wild. You know what I'm talking about? It's just wild. I'm going to have to hold it in my hand, because that's why I'm not using the video. I can't do the video post and hold it. None of the stuff is working. I'm trying to see if I can set it up another kind of way.
Okay.
But that's what's going on. I need to let it charge for a little bit.
Okay.
Because I have these chargers, and neither one of the chargers are working.
Wow.
And they are filled up. So I don't know what's going on.
Hmm. It's probably time for one of your prayers.
Huh? Is what now?
Probably time for one of your prayers, one of your super duper prayers that you say.
My prayers are phenomenal.
They are.
I don't know what's going on, you know.
They are. They are phenomenal. We can hear you, and we have your picture up here until things start working again. But, you know, sometimes we just have to move certain things, certain energy out of the way so we can walk through with our energy. That's why I mentioned your prayer. One of your prayers would be nice. She's still there? I don't know if she can still hear me. How many callers do we have on the line, Tony? Okay. Some callers on the line, some chatters on YouTube. They're ready to. There you go.
Hold on a moment, okay?
Okay. Okay, you guys. You know what? I know you guys are tuned in and you're ready, but,
yes.
I mean,
we definitely have some callers on the line. We got Andy in the building first. He is first up. Yeah.
Okay,
so
give me a second.
We're
trying
that.
To make sure.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a second. We're just making
right.
sure.
Okay, I was just making you know that. Okay, cool.
Man, everybody, everything, you know, everything is everything, right? But I expected this. I really expected the energy to be going crazy. Everybody want to be heard. Everybody want to be seen. So, you know, even the things, the people that are unseen, the beings that are unseen, everybody wants their turn. The oracle is in the building and everybody wants to have their say. And you know what? This is when we say, you know, let God, let the spirit have its way. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to let it flow and we're going to go with the flow. That's what we're going to do. We're going to definitely go with the flow. You know what? Thank you, guys.
Can you hear me?
I got
back.
You, Sophia. I got you. I can hear you.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Okay. Are we going to get visual or you want to just go with the picture? All right, you guys. Let's see who we have on the line, on the Instagram live. What y'all doing on here? Yeah. Everyone's on here. Miss Tovia on drums. Hey. Kevin McKeever. Hello, hello, hello. Thank you, Kevin. Have a safe trip to Hawaii. Mac4 Entertainment, what's up? I am Rezon. How you doing? How you doing? 2N James, I think that's what that says. Greetings, Mac4. Greetings, darling. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Sophia?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
I can hear you well.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Great.
So let's do this. Let's take some chatters really quick. We have some chatters on YouTube. So, Tony, can you let us know what the chatters are saying? Is there any questions for Sophia at this point?
There are questions. Ms. Sophia, I think you're muted, but we're going to ask a question. I see here, ask her about how we never die. That is one of the questions.
Sophia?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's the chatter name?
Jesus Chrysler Supercar.
God's children are three-dimensional beings. It's the astral body, which is the shadow body, blood, water, and, you know, which is made up of the period, blood, water, and spirit. The second body is the physical body that is going inside of the matrix, the womb, for 9 months or 36 weeks. And the third body is the soul or the seed that attaches to the physical body. With that body, you know, being 3D, we have reincarnation. Now, the Bible won't talk about it because some of it's been taken out of the Bible. But with a seed or a soul, you never die. It's a continuation, just like you see apple seeds going to the earth. And we continue to have apples. If you see other seeds going into the earth, we continue to have. And just like the seed of people on earth, we just continue to have people no matter what. The moment somebody dies, somebody is being born. The moment somebody is being born, someone is dying. But we are carrying on through our spiritual memory chip. We're carrying on our knowledge and our ancestors and all the knowledge of all the civilizations that have ever been here upon the earth. You know.
What? Okay. So that was, did you get your answer? Was it Jesus Christ?
Chrysler.
Jesus Chrysler. That's the, do you happen to know that particular chatter that's online, Sophia? They go by Jesus Chrysler.
What did you say?
Jesus Chrysler. That was the chatter that asked the question, the person that asked your, the question. They go by Jesus Chrysler.
Go by Jesus.
Yeah, that was the name of the person that asked the question. Let's move on. Let's.
I have one here. It's have her explain her thoughts on the third eye and how you only need it to help others.
Sophia, did you get the question?
No, what is the question? Because I'm having a lot of distractions.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, I apologize about that.
No worries.
What was the question?
Say it again.
Have Sophia explain her thoughts on the third eye and how you only need it to help others.
The third eye in the movie.
She muted.
I think you muted yourself.
I'm sorry about that, but I'm getting a lot of distractions right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to answer the question. What was the question again? I'm sorry about that.
So explain how the thoughts on the third eye and how it only needs, you only need it to help others.
The third eye, unless you're talking about the pineal gland, the pineal gland is just, I don't talk and deal with the pineal gland. I am talking about the matrix. So when I say the third eye, we're talking about the eye of God, who's the all-seeing, all-knowing eye that knows and sees everything. And we on earth have two eyes. So we're talking about the eye of God, which where the matrix and some of the message comes from. We're talking about the woman's womb or her surrogate, her portal, where God's children come out of that womb with the soul or a seed. And we're talking about Terminator, where in Revelation there's a prophecy concerning the second coming of the Christ and what happens in the future when he comes back, born of a woman, Sarah Connor. That's why the Terminator is the prequel to the Matrix, to the past, present, and future time travel. So when the rebels and the machines hear about the prophecy, they know that this woman, Sarah Connor, is going to have this baby, that's going to have this child that's going to destroy them. So they have to time travel to kill her so the baby will not be born. And Kyle Reese, also a rebel battling the machines in the future, hears the same prophecy. And he time traveled. They both traveled naked without shame to go because the machines are wrapped in flesh, looking, you know, looking like people. Killed but cannot be killed because they're machines. They have no passion, no love, just like a machine has no passion, no love. Just like an amoeba, a clone, or a drone, or a test tube, or an artificial inseminated baby has no emotions. They have no seed or no soul of continuation. They're just a living amoeba that here once and they die and that's it. Unless you clone them again or you create them again in the laboratory or the test tube.
Okay.
So this is what it's all about, that God's children come through the matrix, the womb, and man's children come through the laboratory. So this is why it's either death or rebirth. It's rebirth if you have a seed or a soul, and it's just death if you're a clone or a drone or a test tube or a petri dish, you know, or an amoeba, a living amoeba that is seedless and soulless. I hope I answered a lot of questions. So when you time travel and Kyle Reese comes to protect Sarah Connor, he inadvertently falls in love with her and gets her pregnant. And so that's how J.C. John Connor is born. And when you see these two, three Terminators, you see this. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You see this with the Terminator.
He did answer a lot of questions, probably a lot of the other questions that was on line with the chatters. And we'll come back to the chatters later. We do have some callers. But before we go to the callers, I first of all want to make sure that we're all clear. You can hear us well before the callers come in, because that may be something different. And I also want to talk about the book, The Evolution of Consciousness, Matrix 4. I have my signed autograph copy. Yes, and yes, and yes, and yes. I didn't go online and get it. You know, I got a personal autograph copy of The Matrix 4 of your book, The Evolution of Consciousness. I'm not gonna pretend that I read it all, but I did start reading, and it is obviously wonderful, exhilarating, a great read. You can't put it down, and it's a quick read. I mean, if I was really, you know, reading like I would be done with it already. But it's such a very intriguing book. Let me grab something out of it. I wanna have you speak to a little bit about it. This is page 9, and it says, we see the oracle sitting on a bench, feeding doves fresh bread as she watches her children play. The guardian angel leads Morpheus to the oracle. Morpheus approaches her from behind. The oracle never turns her head to see. And so the oracle says, Morpheus, it's so good to see you. Come around, and I have something for you. Morpheus then walks around the bench, stepping through the flock of birds to face the oracle. The oracle smiles. It's been a long time. Here, I bake fresh bread. Have some. Okay, so, and this little stanza right here, it sounds like, you know, the oracle had been expecting Morpheus. And I do know I went to number 9, the page 9. But can you just tell us a little bit about what's going on at that time?
This is for the real fourth installment, because you saw this movie that they put out.
Yes.
In all the regurgitation and resuscitation called the resurrection.
Yes.
It was nothing to do with the real fourth installment of the Matrix.
Uh-huh.
The condition of the Matrix and the Terminator, it had nothing to do with any of that. They lost $100 million. A lot of the fans wanted the real fourth installment. They offered me $30 million for that. The shooting script from that book, $30 million. And when I would not give it to them, that's why you guys got to see the regurgitation movie, the resurrection, you know, resuscitation movie.
Okay.
That was nothing but a document. If you did not see Neo, that was John Wick. You didn't see Trinity. You saw Tiffany with her husband
mm-hmm.
and two kids. You did not see Naomi. You saw the general. Jada Pickett's character was not there, was the general. And you did not see Morpheus at all. There's some naked man that kept on being naked all through the movie with the Joker's suit on was supposed to be Morpheus' son. That was just some garbage, and a lot of the fans were really pissed off. But if you go on Amazon right now, all of you, you can read the 5-star reviews to The Matrix 4, which is the real fourth installment. The banker, Norman Starr, they sent him to offer me a $30 million for that shooting script. In fact, the Matrix 4, fourth installment, The Evolution, and the James Bond movie is the only highest offers for script offers. The James Bond one went for $50 million and The Matrix 4 for $30
million. Okay.
Because you're gonna make millions and billions of dollars off of all original material that has never been seen on any movie screen at all. Most movies that you see out there, they're mimicking and copying, and they got a whole lot of other movies in there. So if you're a movie goer, you're going to see that they're not original scripts. They're just a mixture of other people's movies and works.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yes.
Everybody knows that.
Yes. And then we can, so your books, you know, are obviously everywhere. We can pull up. Can you grab one of her links? Amazon, books are on Amazon.com, Google Play, they're at Target, thriftbooks.com, Etsy, A-Books, Biblio, eBay. Actually, all of them you can find pretty quickly. We're going to put a link up here really quick so that people can see where to go if they're, you know, if they – So are you going to do any readings anytime soon to where we can come actually get books from you face-to-face? Is there anything like that coming up for you?
Yes, in Atlanta, Georgia, they're naming an award after me. Just like the Rosa Parks Award was named after Rosa Parks of the NAACP.
Yes.
There are a group of people located in Atlanta, Georgia, that's in April. This is all they're creating everything and getting everything ready, and then there will be an announcement. So if people want to come out and see me and meet me and get autographed copies, they will be welcome to come to Atlanta, Georgia. I have like a super, super huge fan base in Atlanta, so it's going to be phenomenal.
Wonderful.
It's going to be really phenomenal. They've been trying to get me to Atlanta for years, and a lot of people, the radios, I've done a lot of interviews with these people.
Wonderful.
It's going to be in April.
Okay. Well, we're going to put the links up here so they can see for those who want to go in, online and grab the books. And then in the meantime, we're going to get some of these callers that are online waiting for you. And we're not going to keep you too much longer. We just wanted to get some of these questions answered. I know we're, you know, a lot of technical difficulties going on right now. So want to get some of the people in that's been anxiously awaiting to speak with you. Probably some of these people have probably been waiting to speak to you forever, like their whole life. And I want to give them that chance and that honor to speak with you. So when the people come in,
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of fans like that that been waiting to speak to me
forever.
But I will have their answers because I'm on all of the social networks.
Yes.
So a lot of fans, I might work around the whole entire globe. I have super fans in China, Japan, their country, the Indians. And, you know, and also Mexico and the Latinos. I have Portuguese and Native bloodlines. So I do have the support of my nation, Cherokee. They are very good supporters of mine. So you got to get the book and come get your own book, get the book and come to Atlanta, and I'll sign it. I'll autograph it. And you can meet me and speak with me.
Okay, I hope you heard that, people, that she said, you know, just come out to Atlanta, and we're going to get that information from her again later before she leaves, but definitely come out to Atlanta, and she's going to be signing autographed copies of books. You get to meet her, you know, hopefully shake her hand and at least get, you know, be able to smile at her and, you know, just pay honor to someone that has just really helped us along. A lot of people live by the Matrix. I mean, some people are just totally, I don't even know what to call them. I mean, like, like Nikki has her barbs. I don't even know what to call the Matrix people. What are they? What are the Matrix followers? So I'm sure somebody's going to tell me in a second, either online or on the phone. But we have a lot of people waiting to speak to you, so we're going to try to get some of these calls in here. Just want to make sure that you can hear clearly. Are you hearing me well, Sophia?
I'm
sorry.
Everything is excellent. I've had where I've done interviews and had great disturbances where the show was cut off and just a lot of mess is going on, especially does not want the truth to come out.
Of course.
And a lot of people really, really fighting that.
Yeah.
Fighting, getting in here. So sad.
Yeah, I think we're doing great. I was expecting it. I was expecting a lot of things to go kind of crazy, kind of haywire, but we got it. We got it. God got us. God got us.
That are in the media business that will tell you, a lot of them out there listening, they already know, some of them.
Okay. All righty. So let's see. Who do we have? Who's the first caller on the line, Tony?
I believe they said Andy. So I think we're ready to go with Andy. So go ahead, Andy. You're live on the air.
Hello. Hi, Sophia. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hi. How
are
you doing? What's your name?
Okay, I can hear you. Good. I'm good. Yes. I know I sound crazy right now. I feel crazy. That's the only best way to explain it. But Andy?
His name is Andy.
That's my birthday.
Okay,
name.
Andy.
Okay, go ahead,
Andy. What is your question?
I have no question. I just want to say thank you. I just wanted, and I needed to know that you heard that.
It's kind of weird because you're going out. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you, but it's very faint. But go on.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me better?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay. I'm sorry, Sophia. I just want to say thank you and that you're right. That's all I called to tell you. And I just wanted to make sure you heard me say it to you.
Yes, go on.
And okay, I will buy your last book, and if I'm needed to meet you, it will happen. And that's it. That's all I have to say.
I cannot hear him.
He called. His name is Andy. He called to say thank you, and that you are right. You are correct. And that he will buy your book. Did you say the last book, Andy?
Yes. Everybody has. We all have. Like the problem we're having right now, communication is the main issue we have. But that's not what I'm here for. It's just to say thank you. So, yeah.
Yes. So he sounds like he already has some of the books. Am I correct in saying that, Andy?
I'm gonna buy the last book because. The books is it's much more detailed than the movies, but I have seen all the movies, like everyone in the Terminator, but I had just slowly been going through like certain stages, and like it's crazy because I don't need to say all that, but she's just right, man, and the shit got me weirded out, but it is what it is, and I understand, and that's the most important part. And the problem we just all have is communication and how to communicate to each other. And I'm just here to confirm her gift. And we as humans need to start confirming the good in each other more. And that's what I'm here to do, is just to confirm. And I don't want to go too far.
Well, enough said. Everything that you said was very well received. I'll repeat it back to Sophia so she can hear. Andy is just, you know, showing gratitude and a lot of love and emotion towards you. The things that you said and have done and created has inspired him very well, very much so. He's definitely going to get the last book. Of course, he's seen all the movies, but he said your books are much more detailed, and we can understand that because it comes from the creator herself. And he just wants to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Andy. I appreciate the love and the support. And, yeah, please get the fourth installment. You'll be very happy because the movie was a dud. And they, after the judges ruined, they could not use any of the logos, the characters, the graphics, the special effects. So that was what they just used the actors. And That's what threw people off. That's what the deception was about, using the actors and not giving the characters in the movie. So thank you very, very much.
I think everything kind of happened the way it needed to, so it could play out the way it needs to. I thank you. And I know I just wanted to confirm your gift, you know, and I understand what the world can do to you. And I know what you're going through inside, but you're right. And that's all you need to know. And that's all I'm here to tell you. And I thank you. And communication will get better between us and everyone. And in the future, or if God or if good needs us, whatever word we agree upon, to meet, we will, and so far, everything that I needed to do is done.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Thank you for calling today.
Bye. God
bless.
All righty. Who else do we have on the line, Tony?
We have, I think it's Deidre.
Deidre. Hello, hello.
Yes.
Oh, it's actually me. It's actually me, Aziz.
Okay, we have Aziz on the line.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that first and foremost, it is the biggest honor to actually meet you. I'm definitely a huge fan. And I, like Andy, I do want to say thank you as well. I think that is so understated, but definitely thank you. As far as my question, I wanted to know if you can kind of expand on the thought of how people regret having a freed mind.
Expand on what now? What did he say he wanted me to expand on what now about the mind?
The thought of people having a freed mind, like once they know the truth.
The regret of it. The regret of having a freed mind.
The regret.
Regretting, said free, out of unplugged from the matrix, taking the red or blue pill. When you take the red pill, you see how deep this rabbit hole of truth goes, and or you take the blue pill and just buy the lie and want to stay with the lie and die for the lie or kill for the lie. I don't think people have any regrets unplugging from the matrix at all and coming into truth and coming into knowledge, because it does set you free from all the bull crap that's out here and the lies and people who just, instead of just letting it unfold, they want to aggravate and push their own opinions and thoughts on others instead of just waiting and finding out the truth on their own or digging for the truth. No, finding out the truth, there will be no regrets for anyone. Unplugging from the matrix, no regrets.
That's a song I know.
Thank you.
You have
thank
any
you.
Other
thank
questions
you so much. Me? Yeah, I do. Well, I do. It was a part in the Terminator, the first movie, right, that I just don't think got enough attention, but it meant a whole lot to me. See, I'm kind of tedious, so I look at little details like this. It was a part where when Sarah Connor was going to kill the guy who started, you know, who created the company, like the director, like the main scientist of the company, and he got really excited about the technology and just the possibilities of what he can do with what he learned with what the Terminator brought, right? And then I got real excited about that part, and it just wasn't enough of that, of how he just saw how much of the possibilities of what can be done with this new technology. Does my question make any sense? Like, I just want to know more about that idea.
We're talking about the first Terminator, the second Terminator, or the third? Which
the
Terminator
very first one.
About?
The very first one. The very, very first one.
And the guy was excited about the possibilities of what one can become once they come into knowledge.
She was going to kill him.
Some illusion.
Yeah, because she was going to kill him because he was the one who, like, they had to kill him in order to stop the for what was going to happen in the future. But once she got to his house, she was shooting out his window and she was trying to kill him. But then they got to talking and he was just talking about how it came to be. And when he found this new technology, he got to thinking about what are the possibilities of what it is that they can do with this technology.
Yeah, but what is your questions concerning it? Because you're kind of answering your own questions by, you know, I mean, kind of like answering by the way you're asking. Because I knew.
Okay, well, if I am, that's fine. You mean
the technology came upon the earth, you know, and so he
right.
seemed like he came into that knowledge a little late, but he wanted to go mm-hmm. against it before he realized how important it was. Is that correct?
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, you pretty much answered that question because
right.
a lot of people, they try to fight against, you know, progress and change, and they don't see how great that progress and change is going to be for their lives further on up the road. So a lot of people fight and try to keep things the same way or go against it or don't want others to excel or, you know, or to go on, you know, greater. So pretty much that's what it is. People sometimes
okay.
become their own blocking and enemies until they realize that change, God says everything must change. Nothing can remain the same. Change is good for us. It's growth, and we must grow, and we must change. And that's the only way. We can't stay the same or we can't sit still.
Did you get your question
answered?
Thank
you so much, Donna. That is exactly, yes. Yes, see, that more than answered it. And I thank her so much for that. And again, it is such an honor. And one thing I want to leave with is you said that you had a big fan base in Atlanta. Sophia, you have a big fan base everywhere. Everywhere, like your what I don't think you understand. Well, I know I'm pretty sure you do, but what you have created is ingrained in our culture forever. It's ingrained, and I'm a poet. I use your work in my poetry. I see works on TV. I see people try to imitate it. Like you are forever ingrained in our whole culture, and I just want you to know you have a huge fan base everywhere. And again, we all feel like Andy did. And we honestly thank you.
Oh, thank you very much, both you and Andy, and the love from all my fans globally around the world for the support you guys have given me. Supporting the truth is memorable to God, is memorable to my heart. It really touches my soul because there's so many people and some of my own family members have turned against me and not let themselves see the truth. And it's kind of horrible because that's what the red and blue pill was all about. People finding out the truth on their own or going with the lie because that's all there is, truth or the lie. Nothing else going on here. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Sophia, you had been speaking to Aziz. That's who you were just speaking to, and he's also the CEO and the owner of Drip the Mic Network, which is one of the networks that we broadcast through. Actually, the first network that we started broadcasting through, and it's a poetry spoken word based network. And you know, our show is kind of the stepchild of the of the broadcast, but. We're able to bring very interesting interviews like yourself, you know, to the platform. And you have you know, a lot of spoken word artists, a lot of artists, period, that just kind of tune in and tap into you. So they're all online listening to it. A lot of them are listening through Blog Talk. So that's Aziz, the owner and the CEO of Drip the Mic Network.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Do you have any questions for me or any words? I appreciate hearing from you.
So, I mean, well, like I said, you just pretty much answered them, and I just thank you for gracing my network with your presence. I mean, it is such an honor. It is such a blessing, and this is something that will go down as a long-time memory that either of us here that has anything to do with the network will always have. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on your platform and your network, super people. I enjoy that very much. Thank you so much.
All righty.
I'm humbled.
Okay, so moving on down the line, do we have any other caller on the line?
We sure do. And I think this one now is Deidre.
Okay. You guys, we are in the Q&A portion of the show. We're taking callers at 646-378-0355. Once you get online, you'll be able to still hear the show, but make sure you press 1 if you want to come in and chat with Sophia today. We're almost at the end of the question, the Q&A for her, but we're taking a couple of more questions. And she's here with us today answering some questions. She's being so gracious through all of these technical difficulties. So you guys, get your calls in there, and, we're here. Deidre, can you hear us?
Good evening. Yes, ma'am. I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Good evening. I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you also. You're killing that a little bit, but you're in strong.
Okay. I'll try my best to speak as loud as I can. I want to say thank you for your contribution to every artist that has ever been able to watch, read, listen, examine, think about whatever it is. You inspired us all on every level that we can possibly imagine. I don't have a question. I just want to say thank you. I pray for your endeavors. I pray that whatever you touch going forward, it is blessed upon blessed upon blessed.
Thank you so much.
Okay, were you able to hear everything, Sophia?
Oh, she went in and out. If you would tell me some of what you said, I can come back with an answer.
If I'm correct, Deidre, you're saying, obviously thank you, and you're sending blessings her way, blessings on blessings on blessings on all her endeavors and everything that she continues to do. You want her to know that she has prayer warriors with her, behind her, around her, on the side of her, in front of her, and, you, like so many of us, are out here rooting for her and holding her up in the spirit. And you just want to thank her for her contribution. And you don't really have a question other than thank you. Thank you for her, her presence, and just bless you. Bless her. Is there anything
Correct.
Else you want to add?
No, thank you so much. I appreciate that very, very much. I appreciate the love. I certainly appreciate the support from each and every one of you so much. It touches my heart. Thank you.
I don't need a breath. Thank you, Deidre, for calling in. And we're going to take one more caller, and then we got some chatters, and then we'll get back to, all things Sophia. Who's on the line?
No name, but it's a 708. So 708.
708, are you there? Can you hear us?
No, I'm sorry. I think that's just a caller that's listening in through the phone.
Okay.
Oh, got it.
I'm not sure if they have a question or comment. We can open your mic and see.
Want to open the mic?
Sure.
Yeah, let's open the mic.
Yeah.
All right. It's open.
708, you in the building.
708, do you have a question or a comment?
Okay.
Are
well,
you on mute?
If you think about it, we can always come back, before we get out of here. But again, you guys, that call-in number is 646-3- And when you get online, you'll be able to hear the show, but you want to press 1 so that we'll know to bring you in because you have a question or a comment. We have a few chatters on Facebook. We're going to, listen to the people for just a little bit, and then we're going to get back to this interview. We have Jory over here. She's going to read some of the comments from Facebook. They've been on here waiting. What you got for us, Jory?
Well, let's give a shout out to Cosmo Unifresh. He commented an hour ago, and he said, well, amazing. How amazing. Peace, powerful soul, and elevated being. We also have some love from Ms. Kennedy Paris.
Yes.
She says, hello, beautiful ladies. Hello. Awesome interview. Okay. Lots of heart emojis and prayer hands. You are blessed, Sophia. Thank you.
Sophia, you know Paris. That's her sending you love. Okay. Is she muted? I think you're muted.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate your love. I really appreciate you very much.
All righty. So now back to you, Sophia. Okay, so there's this thing that I wanted to do, and we don't have to go that deep into it, but I named this segment of the show Hearing from the Oracle. And I know it's you know, getting late, but is there any, let's say, predictions that and forgive me because I don't know what you would call them, but any predictions or anything, you know, that's coming up for us that we should know about, any things that we should, you know, the light workers, anything that we should come together and try to do, anything that you want to foretell or warn us about, just anything that you want to say, you know, just speaking, and I know you always speak from the spirit, but speaking directly through the spirit, is there anything that you would like to share with us?
I made a lot of prophecies in Matrix 4, the book.
Okay.
Which hasn't become a movie yet. There's a lot of prophecy in there. If people read it, I'm talking about the drought in California, talking about the drought in Vegas.
Okay. Okay. So in other words, get the book. Get the book, read it. Read it and read it. So I also wanted to touch just a little bit on, you know, we like to call them in this day and time receipts. Receipts. I feel like I'm yelling. Am I talking loud? We like to call them receipts. And, you know, when preparing for this interview, you were able to send me a lot of receipts, documents, court documentation. And again, this is public record. But, you know, I just want to say that everything that Sophia has been speaking about over the last, actually more than a decade, she's able to back it up. You're able to go and look up these documents for yourself, but we just have a few of them here. You know, Tony, you can show a few of the documentation, just where everything that, she's had to actually fight for, she's won, you know, all the way up until, 2014, as you know, as early and as late as 2014, you know, so, let the truth be told, even when they try to block signals, let the truth still be told. Thy will be done. That's my favorite part of that prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it already is in heaven. Already. Kind of let you know where heaven really is. So I just wanted to show you guys that you can go on your free time, look it up for yourself. You know, those that might be still questioning and skeptical as to how does something like this happen, Hollywood, baby. You know, Hollywood, a lot of smoke and mirrors. I, you know, don't get me wrong, I love, you know, the film and television industry, and I love what, you know, a place like Hollywood bring for us artists and creators. But, you know, there's also some things in Hollywood that's not so good, you know, and fortunately she was able to triumph through those things. So just kind of wanted to show the receipts really quick. And also, can you grab her website to show that really quick? Yep. Are you still able to see on your screen, Sophia?
Yes, I can see on my screen. Okay. I see everything there.
Okay.
And people just go to my website, truthaboutmatrix.com or matrixterminator.com, www.truthaboutmatrix.com or matrixterminator.com, and simply Google Fia Stewart's website, and my website will come up with a link.
Yeah, just
you can go there.
Okay. That's good. Okay. Okay. And now I know, Sophia, I know you spoke about face-to-face signing that you are going to be doing in Atlanta. What else is next? What else is coming up for you? I know you said this hasn't, the number four, the Matrix 4, the Evolution of Consciousness, yes. The book. I know you said it hasn't been.
Yes.
No, go ahead.
Go on.
I know you're.
No, I was going to tell.
Okay.
Like I'm going to give the information later when they give it to me for the event in April.
Okay.
And then, of course, we're working on some what you call licensing deals for Matrix 4 Animation and Matrix Attraction, you know, for Abu Dhabi or Dubai, you know, or where it'll be franchised out, MGM and Universal Studios also had interest in the Matrix Attraction.
Matrix Attraction. Wow. Okay. So what would that entail? Can you tell us a little bit about it? Or can you hear me? Did we lose her? Okay. There you are. Okay. All right. You were speaking on the Matrix Attraction. MGM was interested.
Standard. I have the Matrix Attraction, which MGM had an interest in, and Universal Studios also had an interest in. But we were going to be talking to some people over in Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
Wow.
That may be interested in the Matrix Attraction, you know, also.
Oh, that would be
and
wonderful.
A fourth installment, like a an animation.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. That'll be beautiful. Wonderful. I'm going to say what I was going to say. That's going to be dope. Like, that's going to be dope. And, okay, now, earlier you mentioned about the book, and you were saying that it was going to be a movie, and it wound up not being because things didn't quite work out. So are you going to take another stab at it? Or can we expect a movie?
Listen, it's going to be an animation. It's going to be a full-fledged movie. But I intentionally did not take the $30 million because I wanted people to find out the truth, that these people kind of pulled a Milli Vanilli and a Houdini on them.
Okay.
And everybody knows Milli Vanilli did was a singing.
Yes.
And these people were not writing. And they, you know, was bogus.
Yes.
They have no copyright. They have no scripts. They've never written any books.
Yeah.
They don't have any name changes. They don't have any sex changes. It's just bogus. But I don't see how people can just believe them, have copyrights and everything. Trademarks, copyrights, the whole nine yards, went into the courts and won. Yet people are still calling me a liar, and it's three court cases, and I won in Utah, but they refuse to see the truth or believe the truth. That's not my problem.
Exactly.
That's not my problem.
Exactly. You know, it just feels better, you know, to the haters, you know, to make you a liar or whatever, you know, they just can't. I think, and I also think it stems from jealousy, you know. You know, we tend to take creating for granted because that's... I'm sorry. I'll finish saying what I was saying, and then maybe she'll be back in. But just jealousy, you know. We tend, as creators, we tend to take creating for granted because it's just something we wake up and do. You know, we wake up like this, you know, and so you'll be surprised that people can't, they don't have a creative bone in their body. They can't begin to think of and create something such as The Matrix or The Terminator or just a song or a poem. I mean, and people tend to get jealous about something that they perceive that they can't have or embody. When oftentimes, if you just search inside yourself, you got something in there. You got some talent. You know, you just have to stop coveting everyone else's, you know, creativity. Obviously, you know, as I affectionately call you the Oracle, this is what you're here for. This is what you're here for, this truth, this telling of, this showing and telling of the truth. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, hon.
Okay.
I definitely hear you.
What were you saying?
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Adding, I thought she was adding something on. Okay. All right. So now let's take a few more callers and a few more chatters off of YouTube before we get out of here. Like I said, I don't want to hold her too long. Who do we have? We have YouTube. Uh-huh.
All right, let's look at YouTube and see what we have. when she was talking about the Illuminati, mm-hmm. what faction of Freemason is she talking about?
And who is that asking?
Janae J.
Janae J is on the YouTube, Sophia. Can you hear me?
Listen, I'm going to have to go. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm having a fight right now
with
someone, and it's all about this right here.
No worries.
And being a believer. And it's kind of horrible that, you know, some person want to sabotage you because of the truth. But people need to know that there are people like that that's just haters. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And just haters out there.
And we're tired of them trying to win. We're tired of them. That's okay.
Yeah, and it's the old case of California, I didn't show up. Not realizing it was three court cases. And they try to slander and defame you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Defamation, when they know that you can come and sue them.
That's right.
And anybody, it's mostly people who have no money, have no name, just have nothing going on for themselves, are the ones that are spinning all these lies and tales, trolls that Warner Brothers have paid off. It's horrible.
Horrible.
And horrendous. And it's an affront to God and truth.
Yes.
It is an affront. God in truth.
Yes. Well, look, we.
This is why God message out to unplug people from all of that.
That's right. That's right. Look, you know, we thank you for the time you were able to spend with us. We had you for like an hour and 40 minutes, and that's, believe me, that's plenty. I know you're very busy. I know that you know, you're always having to kind of watch your back, but let me tell you something. Your back is being watched. You're being watched. I asked somebody the other day, has a hair on her head been harmed? And no, it hasn't. You continue to stand. Everyone, we have you more than you think, more than you may even know. And it's not only your air. I'm sorry.
Yes. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I want everybody to know I want to come back to your show. I'll be in a sound booth, an exclusive place where I can finish this interview. So let people know that I am coming back.
Yes.
And everybody out there that didn't get their questions answered, I'm coming back.
Yes. Yes, Sophia.
I will arrange something, and I'll be back so you guys know that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It would be even wonderful to have you in studio with us, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But thank you so much for spending this time.
You're welcome, and I'll tell you later on what is all going on.
Okay.
I will tell you.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll see you later. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Wow. You guys, man, this has been a great day and a great interview. I knew that it was going to be a challenge trying to get through this interview. I knew that anything that could happen, actually, I thought most of the difficulties was going to happen on my part. I'll be honest. I thought that we was going to be glitching over here. Every time we try to do something to this magnitude, the energy is just, it's high and it's rampant and it's running through here. And it's not all negative either. Sometimes excited. And that's a powerful being that is. That's everything. Spirit is everything. Everything. And you can imagine everything gathering around you at one time. Oh, it's bound to be some lights blinking and some disconnections. But most important, the connection. That's what's important, the connection. Did y'all feel that? Did y'all feel that connection? Did y'all feel us fighting our way through it? Not just me, not just her. I'm talking about us, the collective. Did y'all feel that? Did y'all feel how we had to plummet through this thing? Did y'all feel when we had to stand up and be warriors and keep going and let word be said, let the praises go up? Did y'all feel that? Did y'all feel that? Did y'all feel that? All is well. All is well. All is well. Thy will be done on earth as it is already done in heaven. Thy will be done. I'm so excited. You know, you guys, we can run this interview back and back. We can cut it up, chop it up. We can put it out there to Facebook, YouTube. We can put it out everywhere. We got it now. We got it. We got the footage. We got it. So this lives forever. This goes on in the universe forever. This will never die. So we came and we saw and we did our purpose and we stood in it. This was a great, great time, a great interview. We want to thank Sophia Stewart again over here at 2020 Vision. You know, thank you, Tony, for doing a good job. You handled that thing. You was over there juggling, you know. Thank you so much. Thank you. I had a guest in studio, Jory Jordan. Thank you so much. Thank the whole team that came together for this. Thank Drip the Mic Network, the owner and CEO, Aziz. Thank you for holding those phone lines down and coming in and putting your blessings on this thing. Thank you, Deidre, for doing the same. Thank you, Andy, for calling in and chatting in. And, you know, even the Instagram Live people that likes to watch from behind the scenes, y'all like to see all the bloops and blunders. Thank you guys for chiming in. You know what, you guys, the message is what it always is, and that is love, life, and light. Love, love first. That's what begets life. That's how creation starts, with love. And then once life it begins, then there's the light. The light can shine through you because the light is spirit. And the only way that spirit is able to exist in this realm is through us. So love, life, and light always. Hold on to your dreams, as I always say. Stay steadfast. Stay focused. Stay focused on your goals. Don't ever give up on your dreams. And if you have, if you receive, and I do call them downloads, Sophia, but if you receive information and it compels you, write your story. Write your story and protect it. Copyright that thing. I know you've heard of the poor man's copyright. So, you know, write it, seal it up in an envelope, put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself. But for sure, go and get all of your intellectual property protected. It's a shame we got to protect what's in our own mind, you know, but protect it and protect your mind, protect your heart, because those are the things that protect you while you're in this vessel. So we, again, want to thank Sophia for giving us the news, telling us and shedding some light and answering some questions. She will come back. I'll let you guys know. It'll be next year. And, you know, but this was a great way to end the year with the Oracle herself. You know, I got my signed copy book, you know, and I'm just ecstatic. I'm just excited. You guys, you know what, Tony? I know you do the show, It's about the paranormal, but what's it called? Truth Be Told. I feel like this is kind of something, you know, the whole Matrix thing was kind of something kind of near dear into your heart as well, based off the show that you do. Is there anything that you want to say before we get off here?
Definitely interesting. I have not really known about her or of her story. So it was interesting to hear the backstory to her journey. So,
yeah.
And it is true. People will steal.
That's right. That's right.
So just make sure you don't open that envelope.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And don't open the envelope when you get it back to yourself. Like, yeah. Ooh, what's this? Ooh, you done mailed it to yourself. you know, and she probably would be somebody really interesting for that show, too, for your show, Truth Be Told.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For
so,
sure.
You know, she can come back here and she can come back here also to be on. It's one of your many 75 shows on here. So, but definitely Truth Be Told. But okay, you guys, again, my name is Amira the Songstress, and you can find me at YouTube at Amira the Songstress, Instagram at Amira the Songstress, Facebook at Amira the Songstress, and anywhere you would like to listen, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, anywhere you would like to listen. And remember, stay focused.
No regrets, no regrets, no regrets.
Let me fix my crown, baby. Like domino, yeah, it's going down. My feet off the ground, elevated. You feel my soul when you hear my sound. And I don't know why you, like a red light that don't ever change. And you should know why I'm merging to the other lane. I'm getting close, I'm up next. No regrets, making hits is a reflex. I'm getting close, don't take a second, second guess. Rising high so you know I'm blessed. No regrets, making hits is a reflex.
Oh,